Good morning and welcome to Radio Rehab. Your host this morning will be Miss Lisa Seif, who's the director of the Warrick County Court Substance Abuse Program. Like all our talk programs, we encourage you to call in to 424-1400 or 1-888-846-7867. This is a brand new program that we hope you'll definitely enjoy. And now, Radio Rehab with Lisa Seif.
Morning, Tri-State. Welcome back to Radio Rehab, where every Saturday morning we just try to share experience, strength, and hope with the community about recovery and how possible it is to be clean and sober and happy. And the guests that come share their stories very openly with us. We want you to know you can call in. Nothing's below the belt. Any questions you have and want to ask us, we'd be glad to try to answer or find somebody that can. I am so excited because today I have some friends from Henderson, Kentucky, who are very active in the recovering community there. I've known Eunice forever and her friend Terry. They're so excited about their recovery, so I want to just give them a chance to share their recovery with you and a little about their stories and their life and then their sponsorship relationship. So let's start with you, Terry. Thank you for coming. You were right on ready to get here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I was raised in a family of mom and dad, two sisters. I'm the oldest sister. I didn't really get into drugs and alcohol until I was 19 years old.
So you got through high school?
Yes.
Wow.
I had a very strict family, mom and dad especially. They were very strict on me. I don't remember getting drunk or high till graduation night. I really blew it out of proportion. After that, my addiction was off and going. Nonstop,
right from the start?
Nonstop. And then when I turned 19, I had my first child, and then I met a guy from Evansville. He was a drug dealer. That started me off with powdered cocaine and alcohol and marijuana. It was just nonstop then. I stole from him. I cheated on him and all different kinds of things. Then after that, it led into writing bad checks. I wrote a lot of bad checks out there and caught a lot of felonies. Then it started off, I ended up in jail. I could never get away from the jails because once I got in the system, I couldn't get out. Then after that, I was out on a well-known spree. I got into crack cocaine. I was on that. I've been on that for the last 15 or 20 years.
Wow. It took your whole adult life.
Yes, it did. I ended up giving my mom and dad power of attorney over my kids because I didn't have time to take care of them.
Thank God for grandparents.
Yes. It was just a hard life for me. Today, after the last time I went to jail, well, I took and collapsed in the parole officer when they told me I was going back to jail and I was going to do the rest of my time. I turned around, I asked for help. I reached out and cried out for help.
Was that the first time?
No, I had been asking for help a long time, but I'd done 30-day treatment centers. I needed something long-term. I needed something hardcore, for real. Somebody to really be hard on me.
Keep an eye on you for a while.
Yep. And so then turn around. They put me back in jail for 5.5 months and told me I would sit there until I could get in a long-term treatment center. Well, in Henderson, they opened up a women's addiction recovery manor, long-term, the Warm Center. I went there, completed that, 8.5 months, alumni status. Now I work there as a full-time staff member, as a SOS monitor. Giving back.
What's SOS stand for?
Safe off the streets.
Oh, awesome.
And that is the best thing. I love that place. It gave me my life back. It gave me my family back, my church family.
Wow.
And I just love it.
It's pretty awesome.
I don't have to live that way no more. Whenever negative situations come up, I always try to turn a negative situation into a positive mm-hmm. situation.
So you had to change your thinking?
Change my thinking. Mm-hmm. Basically, you have to change everything mm-hmm. about you. And all I can say is I don't have to put a drug or a drink in my body for any reason at all today.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful for that.
It shows. You know, Bill Wilson, the founder of Alcoholics Anonymous, said you can see sobriety in people's eyes. And you two look excited about being alive and being sober. Eunice, how does that happen to women so quickly? It's like every woman I talk to, the marijuana and alcohol took them straight to the crack cocaine or the meth. What do you think? There's something with women that just once we break that taboo, it drives us to insanity that quickly?
I think so. I know for me, I love the alcohol. I love the drugs. You know, I got to drinking alcohol when I was 17. And for me, it was an escape because the family members and everything around me was just chaos. And I live in a dysfunctional family. And once I started drinking alcohol, it done for me for a while, and then it stopped. So then I needed to find something else to pick up. You know, and for me it was marijuana, and then that stopped working. Mm-hmm. Then it went to cocaine. Mm. And I started cooking cocaine before I started actually using cocaine because it was a way of making money.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for me, it was really hard when I first started wanting to fit in. My family members were always happy, and I didn't understand why, because I was so miserable. And I found out why, because they were all drinking and doing, you know, having fun, doing things their way. And
how old were you when you noticed that they were using?
I'd say about maybe 16 when I really saw that it affected them different.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always the one that bit my nails, was real nervous around balance, and you know, I used to say I would never be like that, or I would never be like this person. And as I got older, I started becoming the person that I feared and hated the most. And alcohol, it turns me into this beautiful, smart, intelligent, you couldn't tell me nothing, you know, and I loved it. I loved it. But after a while, like I said, it turned on me.
Did you guys know that it was? Alcohol is legal,
right?
But did you know even then that your drinking was different? That it was out of control?
Oh, absolutely. You know, yes, women don't just drink gallons at a time. Right. They don't just. You know, some people say, "Well, I'm going to go get a quart of beer or a couple of drinks." Instead, you know, I would have to get a case of beer, and this is for me.
Because your tolerance was so high.
It was very high
from the start.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And that's the genetic, the biology.
Yeah.
If you have it in your parent grandparent line, you're usually four times more likely to develop a problem, and that high tolerance is an early indicator. You had a high tolerance as well?
Yes, I did.
So it took a lot to get you guys numbed out.
Absolutely. I was drinking. They'd say, you know, she can drink you under the table.
Right.
And then I thought it was cool, but you know, looking back, it was like, you know, a lady doesn't drink like that.
No.
A lady drinks like a lady. They sip. They don't guzzle, you know.
Right. Social drinkers.
Right. Absolutely.
80% of the world can social drink.
Absolutely.
It's the 20% that can't.
Absolutely.
Cause havoc in so many people's
absolutely.
Lives. But both of you, alcohol was the beginning.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then marijuana.
And then pills and anything that would change my feeling.
Mm.
Yeah.
Eunice, you mentioned, I don't remember if you did, Terry, also that money is in there. Is that an issue for women, too, this thing about money or wanting to have, seeing money as security?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Is that what takes them to the men, to the dealers that have the money and the drugs, or you dealing? Is it this money thing that we have to straighten out in our minds, too, to stay well?
Yes, I think so.
You got to get that. That's got to become manageable, too.
Absolutely.
Financial, spiritual, emotional.
Yeah. I think, you know, it starts, everything starts with our thinking. You know, mm-hmm. I used to think that alcohol was my problem after I couldn't handle it or drugs. Mm-hmm. And I realized that once the alcohol went away, I was still sick in the head. And, you know, that's what led me to recovery. And, you know, for me, I wasn't really one of those that talked to God because I kind of got away from it a mm-hmm. long time ago. And I grew up going to church and all of that.
Even with your family's...
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Church was always a steady...
Always, yes.
You too?
Yes.
Yes.
They always wanted us to go to church and to do right, but...
So church meant you're doing right, even though they'd come home and there'd be violence?
Absolutely, absolutely.
But if you're going to church, you're okay.
My dad would always say, yes, don't do as I do as I say. That was his word. He wanted us to do right.
And they'll always do as you do, not do as you say.
Exactly, exactly.
So it's okay to have a crazy family life as long as you're going to church.
Well, yes, yeah, because it's not about what my family's doing. It's my relationship between me and God. For me today, that is so important.
Right, I know now, but I mean...
Because as long as, once my family started seeing that me having a better relationship with church and God, then they started changing.
Wow.
They started saying, oh, well, she's doing better. You know, maybe we need to find out about this.
How she's doing that.
Yeah, yeah. So they support me going to church, and they support
sure.
me going to AA and everything.
Well, I'll tell you, and a lot of guests that come on here really have said, and I don't know if this is just in the black community or a lot of other communities, that church is center, but church didn't help them stay sober over the long haul, that they needed a 12-step program.
Absolutely. I have to have both. I go to church to help get that better contact and that closeness
mm-hmm.
to God. I go to AA for that spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my faith started in AA.
Sure.
And AA took me back to God.
Wow.
So, and I can't do one without
Can't waver from that. Do we have a caller?
No.
Let me see if we have. Do we have a caller? Good morning. Never mind. Same with you, Terry?
Yes.
Oh, is there a caller? Hello?
Hello, this is Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. Welcome to Radio Rehab.
Hi. I work with Terry. Terry's
you
my
do?
Best friend.
Aw.
Yes, I just wanted to call and tell her that we're really proud of her, and she helps a lot of people at the Warmth Center.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Stacy, that's so important to hear. Thank you for taking the time and calling and saying that. I think she is pretty awesome. You're right. She's got a good sponsor, too.
Yes, she does.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
There's just no better gift than that, is there?
And I'd also like to say, you know, since I've been out of recovery, I've had a sister that almost died to this addiction. I was able to get her up here. Well, God done the work. He done the work.
You put the hand out, though.
Yes, and got her in there. And she, now she's had, she, her heart was beating 20%, and it was should have been beating 60%.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got a stent in her heart now.
From alcoholism?
Alcohol.
Heart disease.
Drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And also... She's mm-hmm. been to petition to phase two. She's got her life on the right track.
Oh.
And also, I took her daughter while she was going through the program, and I've really supported her through it.
And you know, in our 12-step programs, it says we have to pass it on. It doesn't,
yes.
And it says pass it on within the to suffering alcoholics, but our families suffer too.
Yes.
From the alcoholism. Well, Radio Rehab, don't go away. We have to take a commercial break right now, but we'll be back to talk to these awesome women in just a minute.
Hey, you. Yeah, you listening to the radio. It's me again. Have you got that HIV test yet? As I mentioned before, if you have put yourself at risk by having unprotected sex with more than one person or used IV drugs, guess what? You've put yourself at risk for HIV. Make that appointment today by calling the Vandenberg County Health Department at 435-5683 or stop by 420 East Mulberry. It's that easy. Remember, everything is confidential. No one has to know you've gotten the test unless you tell them, so do it. What do you have to lose except maybe your life or your partner's life? When in doubt, get checked out.
Did you know that over 47,000 African Americans die each year from preventable smoking-related disease? This year, we're encouraging everyone to participate in a No Tobacco Day, learning about how we are targeted by the industry and how we can save our lives. This year's celebration will take place Thursday, June 11th, with a 1:30 p.m. show for EVSD students and a Stop Dat Drugs, Alcohol, and Tobacco show held at 6 p.m. at the C.K. Newsom Community Center, followed by a dance for middle and high school students. You certainly don't want to miss our special guest speaker for the day, Mr. Sterling Barr from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. So take the pledge and be tobacco-free this June during African-American Tobacco-Free Week. And for more information, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. This event is brought to you by Empty Pack Coalition and Carver Community Organization.
You're listening to Radio Rehab, the most informative substance abuse program on the airways. Your host is Lisa Seif, who's the director of the Ward County Court Substance Abuse Program. You can pick up the phone right now and give Lisa a call at 812-424-1400, or if you're outside of Evansville, it's 1-888-846-7867. Radio Rehab. And now, here's Lisa Seif.
Welcome back again. We're talking to two awesome women from Henderson, Kentucky. I swear, I didn't know they had female alcoholics in Henderson, Kentucky. So Terry and Eunice are here, and we're talking about recovery, and we're talking about the addiction, how it affects the family. And we were talking about church right before break and all those things that are so important to you guys to stay this path. So let's start back from there. Eunice, you were talking about family and church and how even with a chaotic family, you can get well in spite of them.
Absolutely. You know, my son, I have a son that's 21 now, and I have a daughter that's 23, and three grandbabies.
Wow.
And I'm so grateful that I'm able to give them a sober grandmother and to be a sober friend and a sober sister, just a great person in society today. That's
I want you important. You guys to say what you think sober means, but Hello? Is there a caller? Hi, caller.
Hello.
Hi, thank you for calling in. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm Cynthia. I'm Terry's sister.
She was just talking about you, Cynthia, all over the radio airwaves. Did you hear her?
Yes, I can. I heard her. And I'm very grateful for my sister. If she hadn't have suggested I come to Warren, I probably would have been dead by now due to drugs and alcohol. I'm very grateful for her. I'm grateful for God because God has brought me closer to Him, and He gives me the strength every day to stay clean and sober.
Wow.
As long as I do the next right thing.
There you go.
Work the 12 steps and go to meetings and as long as I have the support of my family, you know, I believe I can, you know, just stay clean and sober. I mean, you know, today I have so much peace in my heart, and I have so much love for other people that, you know, it's
keeps filling up, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's indescribable.
Yeah.
You know, as long as I help others and help the other addicts and alcoholics in the anywhere, you know, I just feel good about myself, and that helps me to stay clean and sober.
Mm-hmm.
And I just like to say to my sister, you know, you're inspiration. I love to see you work with the ladies every day, and you have so much heart and so much to give them. I believe that was what God wants you to do, and I'm proud of you, and I love you.
Oh, wow.
Love you, too.
Love you, too, Eunice.
I love you, too.
Cynthia, did you know your sister was addicted?
Yes.
You knew
yes,
it?
I did.
Because she's your older sister, right?
Yes. We have drank and drugs together.
Mm-mm.
So.
And now look where you are together.
Yeah, I'm healthy. I'm not healthy, but I'm better than I was.
There you go. She said you have a stent in that heart, but it's a great big heart.
No, I have a defibrillator.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I have a defibrillator, and my heart is still enlarged, but it's doing okay right now.
Hey, it's pumping love out. That's the main deal.
Yeah, God gives me strength, and He wakes me up every day, and it's a blessing every day. I have to be grateful for that.
Stay the course, baby.
All right.
You all got it going on there at Warman and Henderson, don't you?
Yes, I'm home. I got 30 days and then I graduate.
Oh, congrats. Oh, that's great. Well, thank you for calling. Your sister's over here tearing up. We all are.
Well, thank y'all. Y'all have a good day.
You too. Thank you for calling.
You. Okay, bye-bye.
We were just talking about the family.
Yeah.
Yes. Role modeling is key, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I have two kids myself. One's 26, and he's locked up right now.
Drugs?
Yes. And it's just been a hard battle with him, but I knew that I had to get my life on the right track to be there to support him because he had so much time, so much...
Phone is ringing off the wall with people calling.
So much time to do. And
how much time?
He started off the first time he went down for 13.
For goodness sake.
The second time he went down for 15, so...
Are you visiting him?
Well, I don't get to visit him as much because he's kind of far away, but I'm okay because I know that I'm staying strong for him. And as long as I'm doing the next right thing, then that'll encourage him to get
your
out and
role
do
modeling.
The right thing.
There you go.
I have a daughter that's 22. I got 3 grandbabies.
You two are grandmothers? You don't look it.
I've got a husband.
You got a husband, too?
Yes.
Wait, we got a caller. We'll talk about that in a minute. We got to talk about these men. I want to ask you something about women and men. Hold on. Are you there, caller?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, Lisa. This is Kathy. Hi, Eunice. Hi, Carrie.
Hey, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
I want to let you guys know how much I love you and how very proud I am of you, too.
Wow.
I've watched you grow, and you guys give such insight to others that are out here still suffering.
Yes.
And I was one of those sufferers that, and you have helped me tremendously in my recovery. And I want to let you know how grateful I am and how very proud I am of you two.
I love you, Kathy.
I love you too.
You know, this isn't the kind of stuff you find in the bars, is it, Kathy?
No.
Or on the streets.
Yep.
No, no, no.
Only in AA.
There you go. Well, thank you for calling and turning me on to these women.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Love you.
Bye-bye.
Hey, you're on the World Wide Web now, Kathy.
Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The relationships.
Awesome. It is. You can.
Yeah.
I mean, just unconditional.
But the money thing, we women think security is a big house or the right kind of husband or partner, the right kind of money flow coming in. Is that one of the main obstacles for women in recovery, thinking the man's going to give them some security or money is where? What do you guys think we need to do for the women to keep them focused?
To keep them focused? Ooh, that's a good question.
Church.
Church, prayer.
Yeah.
Trust in God.
Self-worth.
Mm-hmm. Self-worth.
You gotta
independent isn't it big for me?
Gotta be independent, huh?
I've never ever been independent for myself. Never.
Wow.
This is the first job I've held down for this long length of time. And today, I always say it, and I will always continue to say it, I don't have to have a man to validate me. I can take care of myself today with God's help, AA, my sponsor, my support from my family. You know, I love my husband, but it's just...
Your life is manageable today because of you.
Yes, and that's what Warm taught me. Is they taught me that from the very beginning.
It's an inside job.
Yes, and I love it.
So we got to help women find that in there somehow.
Yes. I express that a lot.
Yeah,
you know,
I bet.
Job,
yeah, you got 100 women over there, don't you?
Yes. And I express it a lot to them women. You know, be independent for yourself. That makes me feel so good that I can do it.
But what do they do, you guys, when all they have facing them is poverty-level jobs? You know, two jobs and they're still below poverty level and can't pay.
It's hard. For me, I know I have to pray. I pray no matter what. And it's odd for me because before I would pray, but I really wasn't praying to God because I didn't think he was listening.
Right.
You know, when I did so wrong, I'm thinking, why would God want to help me after I've done so wrong? But today I know he loves me. you know, I love me today. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't mm-hmm. say that years ago.
No.
And people would look at me and say, you were such a pretty girl, you know, and but yeah. I didn't see that beauty.
You have so much potential.
Yes.
Didn't you guys
and I,
hear
and
a lot
it
of
just
that?
The yeah. It ate me up.
If only they knew yeah. how ugly I am inside. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And
or how ugly I feel.
Exactly. And it took someone like you or someone like Terry from the outside that has walked my walk to be able to say it can be different.
To validate us.
Right.
The people
exactly.
in the rooms, that validation.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think
exactly.
you're right.
And when I was...
Then money doesn't matter as much,
no,
does it?
No, it doesn't. But independence, she's right.
Mm-hmm.
I look at myself today and say, I have a house, I have a car, I have a good job.
You're taking care of your
yes,
grandkids.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. And that you can't, not any money in the world, not nothing in the world can take the place of the way I feel about myself today.
And you guys talking about that from the podiums and in the rooms makes
absolutely.
Other women like your yes. sister come after you and say, wow. They're happy, joyous, and free,
yes.
and willing to live in the back of their car if they have to, because they know they'll be get what they need from their higher power.
Well, a lot of people feel that they need somebody to be there, like their boyfriend or their parents or their,
mm-hmm.
their family.
Security
I've
out there.
I've been around the program for a long time, and my family, they support me from behind the walls.
Right,
you know,
right.
I know they love me, and I know they support me, but they don't really understand recovery.
Right.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
That is okay. I know they support me, but
they
I'm
appreciate what it's doing.
Me.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They appreciate what
do
it's done for
me.
You. What's your sobriety date?
April 15th, 1993.
Wow.
Yeah.
16 years. You're sweet 16.
Yes, I'm sweet 16.
What's your sobriety date?
March 5th, 2007.
Oh my God, I'm March 6th.
So what's up?
March was a good month.
Yep.
Of sobriety. So in closing, what would you guys like us to say that people out here might need to know or get something from? And where can they find you if they want to get in touch with you? What meetings? Or
I belong to the Weaverton Group in Henderson
okay.
on Hoffman Drive, 401 I Hoffman Drive. And it's an awesome group.
How often are there meetings there?
Every day. Noon. 5:30 on weekdays and 7 o'clock on weekends at night, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. Saturdays and Sundays. And those are, they're all awesome meetings.
Yes.
A lot of great fellowship.
Yeah.
And we don't ask anything. Just come in.
Don't even have to have your last name.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
No, just we want you to be there, even if you want to just come to find out if you're an alcoholic or not.
Can family members come too?
Absolutely,
to open
yes.
AA meeting? Okay.
Yes.
Do you suggest family members do go to
yes.
open AA and
then,
find out
and
what
Al-Anon
it
is?
An Al-Anon,
you know,
Al-Ateen,
yes.
yeah.
Absolutely. Anytime.
So we can find it. Eunice at Weaverton.
Yes.
Where can we find Terry?
You can find me at the Women's
at
Addiction.
At the Warm Center.
Women's Addiction Recovery Manor. I work Monday through Friday, 4 to 12. Our meetings are Monday, Wednesdays, and Saturdays, 7 to 8. And on Tuesday night, we have NA meetings from 7 to 8.
Okay.
And y'all are welcome to come out.
Well, thank you. Will you all come back and share some more? Because we're just getting warmed up.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I've enjoyed it. Thank you for
yes.
inviting
us. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you for inviting us.
Oh, what incredible stories of hope and commitment to recovery. So you all listening, don't ever feel there's not enough people out here that would understand and guide you and help you if you want it. So
absolutely.
Just come and give it a try.
Yes.
Okay, Radio Rehab, we've got to sign off for this Saturday. Stay tuned for next Saturday. We'll have Eunice and Terry back again for sure. Until next week, don't forget to do the next right thing. Oh, P.S., if you want to hear them on the World Wide Web, you can go to www.lisaseifcares.net, and you will hear Eunice and Terry. Click podcast, and they'll be on probably by Wednesday. Again, thanks again. If you want to find them, go to Henderson, Weaverton, or the Warm Group. Till next Saturday, don't forget, do the next right thing.